The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
On this edition of the ShishMed podcast, the Great Resignation has hit hard in many industries, but that is especially true in the nursing industry. So we will dig into FutureScan 2023 workforce trends, the Great Resignation, as we talk with Corey Bruner of the Huron Consulting Group for ways to remedy, re-engage, and rethink the Great Resignation. So let us not delay. Let's get to it. Right? No. This is the ShishMed podcast, rapid insights for healthcare strategy professionals and planning, business development, marketing, communications, and public relations. I'm your host, Bill Klaproff. In this episode, we talk with Corey Bruner, healthcare director at Huron Consulting Group, and author of The Great Resignation, featured in FutureScan 2023. Corey, welcome to the ShishMed podcast.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Likewise.
Yeah, so this is a very big topic right now when we talk about the Great Resignation hitting many industries. So let's focus on the nursing profession on this podcast. So as we know, the pandemic certainly has contributed to the Great Resignation. What other contributions to the Great Resignation should we be aware of when we look at the evolving healthcare labor landscape?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, really seeing that departure from healthcare. We are certainly seeing some of that return to work. You know, for example, some organizations are actually reporting a 20 to 30% rehire rate of RNs that had previously left the organization are actually returning. So some good news, at least for some organizations, but also confirming, you know, the grass is not always greener. That's certainly a big piece in my mind. But I'd say the other big factor here is just the interrupted pipeline for some of those RN candidates. I would say the pressures are improving, at least in some areas, but not always the case. In some, we're still very much feeling that downward pressure on RN candidates.
So, Corey, the Great Resignation, we've talked a lot about burnout as being one of the main factors. People might be hearing this and thinking, well, the pandemic is over. So why is there still burnout? Are there other contributing factors because of the short staffing that are still creating burnout, even though the pandemic is officially over?
Absolutely, yeah. Still seeing burnout is still very much present. And really, some of that comes down to just employee engagement in general, right? When was the last time employers have asked employees, how are you doing? You know, what's the state of your role? Do you feel like you have appropriate career progression opportunities? So engagement is still a big focus area, I think, or it needs to be a big focus area for organizations. And the other two is, you know, as we look at some of the reasons why employees are leaving, it's the same as it was before the pandemic, but what is your role and your relationship with your manager? And how is that driving your decision to stay or leave the organization, right? So really empowering those managers, in many cases, new managers, to continue to foster those relationships with their employees are really key.
Yeah, that makes sense. So employee engagement, and you said that person's role and relationship with the manager. What's that old term, Corey? People don't leave organizations, they leave bad managers. So that certainly can speak to that. Okay, so looking at your crystal ball, seeing where we're at right now, looking down the road, what other challenges are we going to have to navigate moving forward?
Yeah, I think looking forward, and even we're seeing some of this already touching in, but just the cost sustainability and cost containment has really been a big focus for many organizations, right? So how coming out of the pandemic and now starting to get our footing back, moving and looking towards the future, how do we ensure that we have that stable financial picture in place, right? And then two, with that, you know, how do we reestablish and reset some of our productivity goals, our standards, our targets, where in the last few years, it's just been all hands on deck, you know, let's make this work. But realizing now, given that first point, the cost sustainability, something's got to give, something's got to change to make sure that we can continue to operate a year from now and 10 years from now.
Very, very important. So let's talk about this when it comes to re-examining the traditional compensation package of salary benefits and retirement plans, especially for nurses. So you mentioned in FutureScan, hey, it's time we probably should rethink this. What changes should be made and how should we make this more competitive for our nursing profession?
So it's definitely a balancing act. So to your point, we definitely need to maintain that competitiveness. But on the flip side, we need to also be sure we're not throwing more money at a problem that is only continuing to grow. For example, there's a few examples within each of those buckets you talked about, but on the base pay front, we saw some organizations that were very quick to throw more money at the problem And unfortunately, in some cases, it actually didn't stick, right? It actually made the problem worse in some areas where the perception was, well, if you can throw this money at the problem, throw more money at it, keep throwing more money. So almost a black hole of, if there's all this unlimited funds, keep adding this too. So we've actually seen some organizations have to go back on their word slightly or back out of some of those contractual arrangements that they made with employees and revisit how they've established base pay, right? And that's just one example. And we've got others for, you know, extra shift programs and PTO and benefits, which I can expand on. But really this taking a step back and reevaluating what are some of the decisions we've been forced to make over the last 2 years and how do we do that sustainably?
Yeah, if you want to expand on what you think should happen, your thoughts on that, please do.
I would say, if anything, some of the organizations that were slower to move, so again, on the example of base pay, some of those that were slower to move have actually been rewarded in the fact that, okay, you know, we're at a stable point, let's go ahead and make some sustainable additional investments to base pay. Or another example, you know, on the extra shift programs, right? So how do we pay employees for picking up additional shifts? Before COVID, most organizations had some semblance of this program, but really over the last 2 years, we've seen this proliferation of adding several tiers, increasing the rates. But again, now employers are taking that step back and saying, hey, how do we actually unwind these, right? So we're seeing abuse in the programs. We really don't have a good way to track the spend and the approvals and the governance. So how do we, again, reevaluate that program and put into place some sustainable rates and governance and tracking and accountability?
So when do you think this situation will stabilize? And what do we have to do right now then as far as how care is delivered to manage this shortfall?
Yeah, so I guess it all falls in your definition of stabilize. But I would say we're actually seeing some slight improvement even between CY21 and CY22. Certainly, it's still higher than many organizations are comfortable with. But even coming, you know, through the first half of this year, we are seeing this trend in the right direction, right? We're seeing some organizations with turnover dipping back into the high teens, which again, historically feels high for many organizations, but we are seeing that stabilization. So again, based on that trend, albeit it might be rather short, I do feel like we're moving towards stabilization, right? We're seeing, again, employees coming back to the workforce. We're seeing some employees who had left healthcare altogether coming back. And in some cases, even seeing what those hard to fill roles are is actually, you know, modifying or changing, right? So where it used to be nursing was top of mind, some organizations are actually shifting their focus to other roles.
Well, that seems to make sense. And speaking of shifting focus, how about the recruitment process? If we're re-examining this, it seems like the recruitment process should be re-examined as well.
Yeah. So again, many organizations have taken that question to themselves and saying, how do we improve this? So this is everything from, I would say, the business process design of it, right? So how we've actually programmed it in the system, but really ensuring that we've got that smooth and seamless candidate experience. And this is everything from the minute they click on your careers page to the first virtual call that they might have with the recruiter to actually their in-person visit with the hiring manager. And then two, pair that with, you know, how do we decrease the time it takes to actually make that offer? How do we accelerate the time to get that employee and that nurse on the floor, and really removing some of those unnecessary delays due to paperwork or manual processes, whatever they might be. And then really the third point there too is, how do we standardize HR's role in the process? I'd say over the last 2 years, many HR teams have just been so short-staffed, they've almost had to triage it and say, okay, we'll continue to focus on this group, but we need to offload these employees directly to the hiring manager, right? So how do we get HR back into that strong role as a strategic partner to the hiring process and really ensuring that quality is felt throughout the process?
Yeah, and then you mentioned earlier employee engagement. What do we need to know when it comes to creating a healthy work environment to promote employee engagement?
So again, pre-pandemic, engagement surveys were not a new or novel concept to organizations, but we did see many organizations actually put their engagement surveys on hold. They said, you know, now's not a good time, we're heads downward trying to do this, when in actuality, it's like now, and now it's almost even more important, right? So we really need to strategize on when to bring that back, setting clear goals and actually launching those and standing those back up. And it's not just the, you know, once a year, once every 2 year engagement surveys, but how do we get also a more targeted read, right? How do we deploy pulse surveys and data analytics to identify some of those high turnover areas, finding some of those pain points and really address those issues quickly? And again, really having HR play that strategic role to bridge the gap between employees and some of those pain points they might be feeling. But without shifting the accountability, the manager also needs to play in the process and making sure that they're keeping the engagement high as well.
Right. I guess the good news is the industry is looking at all of these things, including employee engagement, just to help make that work-life balance better, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Corey, all of the things that we've been talking about today are in FutureScan 2023, a lot more in-depth than this. Anything else you want to add as we talk about the Great Resignation?
No, I think it's really just staying focused on the people. That's really what it all comes down to. But again, in a really sustainable and financially responsible way. How do we balance all of the needs of both employees and the organization to ensure we can keep our doors open for the long term?
And that is the goal for sure. Corey, thank you so much for your time and thank you for your work in FutureScan. We really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill.
And once again, that's Corey Bruner, author of Workforce Trends, The Great Resignation, featured in FutureScan 2023. You can purchase your copy at shishmed.org, that's shshmd.org/resources/FutureScan-2023. And if you found this podcast helpful, and again, how could you not? Please share it on all of your social media channels, and please hit the subscribe or follow button to get every episode. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. I'm Bill Klaproth. See ya.